starting at the top of our list again. Dave was only here for the one go-around, so that brings us down to Rob. KC8SDL, you're up, and stand by Bob. Rob, good evening to you, sir, once again. Go right ahead.
MMA people are getting hoarse, but most of the other people out there probably appreciate that. Now I'm losing my voice. KD8, MMA to the group. You know, Charlie H. Yeah, like I said, Mike, I had a good time at the River Time. Well, it's kind of neat, though, having it at the farm because, you know, being a farm and I got the farm in because if it would have been at the river, I wouldn't be much, well, much interest in the farm in. But all the same, I had a really good time this year, too, and they invited me back for next year, so looking forward to that. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit of radio here. I had the HF we got a little bit ago before the nut. I worked the Gator Nuts on 7255. The signals were good, not too bad, and I've also got my my B-17 bomber receiver on, listening to a simulcast of CFRB 1010 AM. It's being rebroadcast on 60-70 kilohertz on shortwave. Years ago, I sent a QSL request to the CFRX, and I got a nice letter and a QSL card from the engineer, and that was pretty cool. My first QSL card must have been, what, 19 or 20, and that was pretty cool. So, all right, Mike, so I got to report here. You had a beautiful, nice evening out there tonight. Yeah, like many, I got my fans off and everything. Matter of fact, I even pulled a blanket on last night. It got kind of chilly, but no complaints. So, other than that, you take care. Enjoy your week. And, yeah, Ross Free will deal with the show circuit. I'm going to go out there and get the engines all winterized and cover them up, and it'll be ready for next year. And hopefully I'll have that magneto for my other engine that died. It died, so, for next year. So, 7-3's Mike, you take care. KDA, MMA, and the group. Yo, Charlie, Susan, Clima. The 7-3's Mike, over.
All right, well, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for coming in here, and it sounds like you had a good time at the River Time, so good job there. They're inviting you back next year. Hopefully, nothing's going on next year on that weekend. Hopefully, you'll be able to get out and check that out once again. So, thanks once again. 7-3, you have a great week ahead, and I'll talk to you here next Monday night. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, Mike. Rob, I have no idea why your voice is going hoarse. You don't talk that much. just teasing you, Rob. I don't tease people I don't like, so that must mean I like you. But anyways, probably in June or so, my Echolink stopped working. I tried using it. It says I'm not validated. They have no, my license or my call sign hasn't been registered, and I've been using it for several years, so I don't know what happened. But the only thing I can think of is that my license expired in May, so I renewed it, but apparently they keep such good track of it that I have to send it back in. Well, I've been trying to do this for the last 3 months, and it's been futile. You know, it's like a dog chasing its tail. You go into authorization, validation, validation, authorization, and back and forth, and I'm like, God, you guys aren't telling me what you actually want. You know, I did it once the first time around, so why can't I do it now? Well, anyways, tonight, let me buy a second. So anyways, tonight, I tried it again, and I finally got lucky, I guess, but they told me to go to validate it, go to the FCC website, and they told you exactly what to click on to get your official copy of your license. So I did that, then they tell you to download it. So I downloaded it. Then they say, when you download this, it'll be a PDF file and have a long number in front of PDF. It says, do not send this in the email. since the last they wrote. So I'm thinking, what do you want, and how do I give it to you? It's been quite the challenge, quite the challenge. Maybe Ron has a clue. I don't. I've tried and tried and tried for the last 3 months, but it's frustrating to say the least. But anyways, Mike, thanks for doing that. Nice hearing everybody, and everybody have a great week. Back to the control. This is KPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Hopefully we can get the EchoLink thing figured out for you. Ron's up here in a couple, so if he's got any insights on that as to with the license expiration date and getting it relogged on to EchoLink, I'll let him go through that if he's got any ideas. I don't. I know we had quite the fiasco trying to get Mike N8XBS to get him renewed after one of the club meetings. Brought out all his information, and we stayed for probably at least a good half hour, 45 minutes with the laptop getting him renewed, and finally got him renewed on there. So, yeah, they do not make it easy, that's for sure. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Once again, go right ahead.